I'm Hillary McClure, Multimedia Director at Cybercrime Magazine. Welcome to Simulate Breachcast, a Cybercrime Magazine podcast series brought to you by Simulate, the developers of a breach and attack simulation platform that enables companies to challenge, assess, and optimize their cybersecurity posture against threat evolutions simply and continuously. To learn more about Simulate, visit simulate.com. Joining me today is Avahai Ben-Yosef, co-founder and CTO of Simulate. Welcome back, Avahai. So happy to have you back with us today.
Sure, my pleasure. Yeah, it was enjoyed the first time. So let's move to the second episode.
Sounds good. So Avahai, today we're going to discuss the Purple Team simulation. So I think this is a good place to start. Correct me if I'm wrong, but what is the Purple Team module and who is the audience?
Sure. So the word and the color purple kind of represents, you know, the combination between blue and red, of course. So I will say the audience is the blue teamers and the red teamers. I think it's definitely here to answer two kind of challenges in the cybersecurity arena, which of course is for blue teamers to, you know, which are security analysts. They're here to optimize, you know, security controls, optimize, detect breaches and be in charge of what's going on security wise. And, you know, the red team, which is a group, you know, of, I will say, pen testers, ethical hackers that are here to, you know, go wild, test the defenses from A to Z, just wildly attempt to breach it, see how can it be breached. And kind of, I think the purple team is kind of to bridge the gap between those two. So by automating different activities of red teamers and making them accessible for a blue teamer that might not have, you know, the ethical hacker skill set, but knows about cybersecurity in from the, you know, the eyes of the defender, you can definitely automate a lot of the red team activities throughout, you know, what we call our purple team automation. And that way you can be a lot more independent into validating, you know, whatever detections he has already came up with and the way he's looking into their cybersecurity posture. That's why we also call it, you know, purple teaming, because it really is the way to kind of bridge that gap between that blue and red. I will also say that from a red team perspective, one of the best thing on the purple team that we've also created a scalable framework, which means that red teamers can use that purple team automation as a framework, as a tool that they just leverage to get automations of the techniques they were using. It provides the entire wrap, you know, of a product. You know, they will get reports and history. They don't need to document anything. They just need to bring their skill set into the product, and they can use it in a scalable way in lots of different enterprises. They can even create, you know, very, very specific templates of red team activities and widespread it, use it everywhere they want using their specific knowledge, which means that they can bring their creativity and their knowledge and their skill set into the product and use it as a framework to operationalize everything for them and make their life a lot easier. And they can focus, you know, on what's most important to them, which is to be a red team and to attack and kind of, you know, take everything take all the logistics out of the picture for them to make their life easier. Not only that, I will say that, you know, because the purple team was designed by blue teamers and red teamers in Simulate, it probably also can give them lots of ideas into different techniques of attackers, of red teaming automations that they can leverage themselves, might even be new to them. So it's also, I'd say, very widely recognized that, you know, if you want to be a good defender, you need to understand, you know, the adversarial skills, the adversaries that are out there. The more you know about them, it also relates to our, you know, first episode, the more you know about them, the better you'll be able to do your job as a good security defender. So you can really create exercises and get your, you know, very hands-on work with you know, the red team activities in using our purple team. And you can take lots of different attack techniques and just shoot them over on your environment, get lots of insights and understand, you know, how to really act accordingly using a lot of different mitigations or recommendations or detection recommendations that we provide for the different techniques that we allow to simulate. We're also using lots of well-known standard frameworks to do that. So if you need to create rules, we use a standard ruling mechanism that can be provided for each blue teamer, and it doesn't matter which kind of security controls he uses, we'll be able to give him the right recommendation to his security solution.
Great. And in our last episode together, we discussed the MITRE ATT&CK framework. So does that work with the Purple Team module? And if so, how?
Yeah, perfect. So I think I think even for the first question, we went to that place where it has a lot, it has a lot of combination between of them, because each one of those techniques that we provide, you know, we make accessible to our clients, each one of those techniques is also tagged to the MITRE ATT&CK framework. So
okay.
As I've also kind of, so when we talked about it on the first session, I've said the word, you know, contextualizing the MITRE ATT&CK framework a few times. And that's what we did here with the Purple Team. We have contextualized the MITRE ATT&CK framework in various ways. And the nice thing about it, it's a library of executions that you can use them, you know, in an atomic way. You can create complex scenarios out of them. You can take MITRE ATT&CK techniques and make them work together, because the MITRE ATT&CK frameworks, as kind of I like to see it, it's a nice way to visualize and get a description of each one of those techniques. But some techniques without the other, they just don't have a lot of value. Attackers are going to leverage multiple techniques when they do something. And that's why our library also allows to create multiple techniques and leverage multiple techniques in a very easy way to create a more a more real scenario, a more real life scenario. And the more real life scenario you create, it will make, you know, the defender, it will put the defender in the best way to make sure he detects it, with removing, you know, of course, a lot of false positive and false noises, because that's also one of the challenges of the defenders. So I'll give an example, by the way, it's also about the techniques, and I'll also give an example. So it's sometimes about the techniques and bringing that red team knowledge into that action and into that, you know, context of the MITRE ATT&CK framework. But it's sometimes also about validating very specific attack groups. For example, we can simulate the SolarWinds supply chain attack. So we definitely can take, you know, those techniques that have been used by the SolarWinds attack and reproduce them to make the same, behavior, just like on the SolarWinds supply chain attack. And once you simulate that same behavior, that way you can really know that if something like that will, you know, happen in your environment, you're at least going to know about it. You're at least going to be alerted about that. And that is, you know, the first step of a good blue teamer. He wants to know about stuff that happened and try to remove those, background noise. And once you do that, once you see, you have the ability to simulate that, it will give you two very straightforward value propositions. One might be techniques that you had no idea that that's what they did. That's on us, on our threat intel, and we'll give you the simulation for it. We'll give you the knowledge about it as well. The second is you'll be able to simulate that and validate that 24/7. You know what? I'll even enter the third one, and that's, if we're talking about the MITRE ATT&CK framework, each one of those techniques that was used by the SolarWinds attack that we allow to simulate, for example, each one of them is being tagged, you know, and being represented by the MITRE ATT&CK framework already. MITRE ATT&CK framework already has represented all of the techniques that were used by the SolarWinds. SolarWinds simply, give context throughout the MITRE ATT&CK framework, on the SolarWinds attack, it was different implementations and contextualizations of those techniques of the MITRE ATT&CK framework. So the more you enrich your MITRE ATT&CK framework-based library, the more you will know about how attackers behave. So kind of to sum up, you know, customers can really create lots of different amounts of variations of, you know, executions, simulations that can take 5, 6 techniques in one scenario, even, you know, it can be even 15 techniques in just one scenario, chain them together, create a full scalable scenario, a full attack scenario, and, you know, mimic the threat actor as, you know, as in the top level way that there is out there.
Okay, awesome. And I feel like you touched upon this a little bit, but to expand a little further, how does the Purple Team module work well for enabling automation for different teams and scaling expertise and security validation?
Sure. Yeah, great question. So I'll start with the Blue Team. And as you rightly mentioned, we already kind of talked about that, and I'll elaborate more. So if we can even start with the Blue Teamer. So if we'll take the Blue Teamer, it's not even, sometimes there are different actions that Blue Teamers take. I call it like security health checks. And every Blue Team will probably have his, you know, routine of security health checks he will probably do maybe once a day, once a week, something like that. And imagine just like a good QA on a good development team has its different tests, you know, is like a regression test that he does every version that development team is uploading. Same with the Blue Team. We will have his different health checks that you want to do. So he can, first of all, the first value he can do with that is really to scale and automate that health checks that you want to do. I'm not even talking about discovering any new gaps or making your security better, but just validating, just assuring using those security health checks that everything is as it should. Everything that I know about is working as it should. And that's the really first and most valuable, you know, for a Blue Teamer to use with. Red Teams can scale their activity, which is definitely a very, one of the main value proposition as well. Red Teamers, because of their unique skill set, they can scale their activity. They can automate a lot of their activities as well. Even I will say that, you know, sometimes, you know, each environment acts a little differently, and the Red Teamer skill set is here to bring, you know, that decision making that only he knows how to. But this can still automate a lot of the processes that he walked through. This can automate a lot of the knowledge that he has in his, you know, in his mind, and use it, you know, just push it inside a framework and use it automatically in a very large scale manner. So he can use it as a framework to manage his entire tool set, his entire knowledge base. He can use it as a tool to automate whatever he does and be able to really use it every time he wants to do something like that. And he can also use the platform in the module to just scale all his activities around the world, whatever he works with. It doesn't matter who is the client, and he want to try to do, you know, Red Team activity. He can, again, with the click of a button, just after he's created his activities and kind of got his activities in one place, he can just by a click of a button scale it, use it anywhere he wants, and use it wherever he wants it. And that is, again, very valuable for Red Teamers because of that, I will say, you know, shortage of skill set out there at the end of the day. It really is, I will say, our agenda for enterprises, for MSSPs, to be able to scale the skill sets of the Red Teamers. It's a very important value for the enterprise, for the service providers to be able to do that.
And Avahai, finally, is the Purple Team module supported by standard systems, or does it require something additional?
It's a very standard offering. Our platform is SaaS based. We are, in that way, we are very flexible and we are very easy to use. We support every operating system out there, from Windows, Mac, Linux. We offer different simulations for different cloud vendors, you know, to find different misconfigurations, to validate detection of different cloud-based attacks that might occur in your environment as well. Doesn't matter if you're full cloud, hybrid, on-prem, we can support all of those systems that you want to deploy it on.
Okay, great. Well, Avahai, thank you so much for coming back on the show. It was wonderful speaking with you again.
My pleasure. Thank you very much.
I'm Hillary McClure, Multimedia Director at Cybercrime Magazine. Simulate Breachcast is brought to you by Simulate, the developers of a breach and attack simulation platform that enables companies to challenge, assess, and optimize their cybersecurity posture against threat evolutions simply and continuously. To learn more about our sponsor, Simulate, visit simulate.com. And you can listen to all of our podcast episodes at cybercrime.radio.